Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we are here until 11 o'clock. So stick around. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We've got a couple lines open for you guys. I know Bob wanted to talk about a little bit of Wi-Fi speeds here real quick. He said he was going to talk about that coming back.
Oh, yeah. So
internal Wi-Fi speeds. Yes. So the different protocols that are out there.
Well, we were talking about the AC protocol.
Right.
Okay. Which is was from December of 2013.
Right.
Okay. And that basically has up to 160 megabits, mm-hmm. but your streaming will go 34 megabits at 3,466.8 mm-hmm. megabits. And then this AX,
yeah.
If you have all of the mesh and antennas and all the things, most
people don't have
the most expensive one.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll go up to 9,600.
Right, 10 gigabit type of connection.
Which is almost 10 gigabit stream, which is a sustained 80 up and 80 down megabits per second.
Insane.
Over wireless. This is incredible. So
not megabits, gigabits, 80.
Gigabits, right.
Yeah. That's insane. Well, again, most of us don't need it. But again, the key for you is to understand all the aspects of the system in that, you know, you can have an internet connection that's 100 megabits. That's fine. But if your wireless is 802.11g, you might be lucky to get half of that speed out to your devices, right? So your router has to be capable of broadcasting the speeds you're paying for from the internet provider.
But with G, you're sharing the bandwidth. So
right.
The more people that jump on, the slower it gets for everybody.
Right.
Whereas with the AC or AX,
yeah,
it's multiple antennas. So you have a mesh network. Everybody gets full speed. You don't
right.
have to share. Everybody gets...
Right, much smarter technology. So don't let the cable company sell you more bandwidth because it's your router that is the issue and your devices. So if your devices are using the old 802.11g hardware, even if you've upgraded your router, you're still getting poor performance.
Right.
It has to go all the way through your network to get to enjoy the performance. So keep that in mind before the cable company sells you a 600 megabit connection. You're not getting any of the value.
Those old computers aren't doing you justice.
Right. So help the NASDAQ and buy a new computer. Let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to Steve in Waterbury. What's going on, Steve?
I have 2 points. The gentleman that called up with the track phone,
yeah,
he might be having an issue if he has a 3G phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Verizon, T-Mobile, and all the big ones are phasing out the 3G.
Yep.
So that might be part of the problem that he's having there. I have a plan that I just got recently. Do you mind if I mention it? Or?
No, go ahead.
Okay, it was the second phone. It was my home phone. So I went with T-Mobile's $15 prepaid.
Yeah.
Where you do the auto pay. So you get 2 gigs unlimited at full speed and everything else unlimited for $15, which is not too bad for
right, so it's not really unlimited. It's limited at 2 gigs.
Yeah, but I mean the text and call is unlimited is one of the things.
Sure.
But I think but I think that's also high speed. I think you throttle you down after 2 gigs. I'm not positive because I only use a secondary phone.
Right, right. So $15 is a good deal. Yeah.
Yeah. Now you were mentioning Google Fi or something.
Google Fi. Yeah. They don't do a very good job marketing, but Google Fi is an alternative cellular service. And you just pay for the data you use, unlimited minutes, of course. And my phone bill is about $20 a month.
Oh, that's really not bad at all, yeah.
Yeah, I've had no issues. My kids are all on it. I mean, my kids pay for their own phone bills. I can just take a peek at what my last billing was. For August, it was $22.52. For July, it was $20.23. June, $21.63. I would think if people's phone bills were that low, I mean, I'm sure there's people driving around there with $150, $200 phone bills. It's only because you have unlimited, right? Unlimited resources that you don't use, and that's why they are happy to sell them to you at $45, $50 a phone per month.
Sure. One more thing. There was tax on top. It came out like $16.50 or something like that.
This is total.
A little bit more. Yeah.
Mine's total as well. So, yeah, it's a good deal. You're offering. You're bringing up a good deal. There's tons of good deals out there, guys. You just have to be willing to jiggle the handle on your data. Don't let them sell you more bandwidth than you need because they know you're not going to use it. And the unlimited, everything's limited anyways. Even the unlimited plans that are out there, there's different levels of unlimited. I always thought the word unlimited had no limit. Like I could go to the buffet and eat as much shrimp as I wanted to, like Beefsteak Charlie's days. But no, they limit your shrimp intake.
When I go to the all-you-can-eat buffet, they usually tell me that's all you can eat, and they throw me out.
They throw you out? Yeah, it's all you can eat. See ya. It's unlimited. Steve, I appreciate the call, and thank you for letting folks know about the other alternatives.
Thank you.
All right, take it easy. Let's go to Jack in Middletown. What's going on, Jack?
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
One of your previous callers was asking about a cheaper internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently learned, and I'm very surprised, they do not advertise this, Comcast
advertises.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's called Internet Essentials.
All right.
I pay $9.95 a month.
If wow.
Over 40, yeah. I have no problems streaming. I can watch, I can cast my, from Chrome, I can cast anything from Chrome onto my TV.
Yeah.
It's for people that are 55 or older.
Nice.
Now, like I say, they don't advertise this, of course, but being a monopoly, they're required to offer it.
Awesome. I'm looking at it right now. We'll put a link up here for you. It's affordable internet at homes for eligible households, so you can apply based on your income as well.
Correct. Now, I forgot what the income limits are. I'm retired. She sounded like she might be over 55. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But give it a shout out. It's awesome. A friend of mine clued me in. I didn't believe it.
You'll qualify if you're part of the school lunch program, housing assistance, Medicaid, SNAP, SSI. So it looks like it could be taxpayer subsidized. I don't know that.
Probably, yeah.
But yeah, because I don't think Comcast is doing it out of the kindness of their hearts, but that's just my guess.
No, exactly. I wanted to stick it to them anyway, so I'm done.
You're sticking it to the man. Remember that commercial? Well, you're sticking it to yourself. Well, if it's part of your taxes, it's coming right back at you, as you know. But if it's purely coming out of the kindness of their hearts, then that's great. I would bet it's probably not.
But it says if you're an existing Xfinity customer, you're not eligible.
Oh, really? So you first have to cancel before you can get it again.
Oh, I had forgotten that. Okay.
That's okay, though. Right. At least it's a good option to let people know about.
Yeah, I mean, in these times, we all need to save, you know?
Yes, unless you're, you know, working for the legislature and letting Eversource sell you power. then you can't do anything about it. So I appreciate it, Jack.
All right, you're welcome.
All right. We'll put the link up there for you guys so you can take a peek at this. I'm sure other companies are offering this type of thing too, where you have some sort of qualification to get lower cost internet. But yeah, like you said, I mean, it's really tough out there right now, and now we're paying premiums for our emissions-free electricity that the legislature all wanted us to have, and didn't tell us how much it was going to cost. And of course, it sounded like a great idea at the Chardonnay party, but now their bottled Chardonnays are going to have to be boxed wines because nobody can afford anymore to turn on the lights at the gathering. So in order to do that, they'll have to bust out the box. I love box wine. I've always drunk, but I'm sure at those parties, their pinkies are in the air. Let's go on to Jack in Manchester. What's going on, Jack?
Good morning.
Morning.
I would like to clean off a PC and my smartphone so that all the information is gone and I can get rid of them.
Sure.
How do I do that?
Well, the easiest thing to do would be just to simply go to your PC and type in format space C colon.
Format
space C colon.
The operating system won't let you do it, though.
It won't let you do it anymore?
No, you can't.
In the old days, you could.
No, yeah, well, that was Windows 95.
Oh, all right, Bob. What do they have to do today?
Yeah.
You can't format your C drive?
You can't format your C drive.
All right, what's the syntax? What's the tool you have
to
use?
Unless you use a third party.
No way.
Yeah, you got to use a third party.
I'm going to learn something new today? Are you serious?
No.
Don't make me come over there, Bob. There is no way. They're telling me that Windows 10 operating. What operating system are you using?
It is 10, yes.
You got to be able to format your C drive in Windows 10. They took away the ability?
No, they took it away a long time ago because people would click Format C and they meant to put in like Format some other drive.
You can't use the disk utilities that are built in?
No, not to Format C.
Unbelievable.
Not its own. You can use a third party that'll do it, and then your computer is like a paperweight.
Well, that's what he wants, right? You want a paperweight, right?
Yes, I do.
That's what he wants.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. I that's new to me. I didn't know that they did that.
Well, you know, then you can run the install/repair utility.
Yeah.
And, like, reload it. That'll allow you to reformat it so that it can be reloaded.
Right, but he wants to toss it, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm learning something new. We have to recommend a utility for him to format the C drive.
Oh, there's a lot of free utilities out there.
All right, he's got some answers for you there. So once you run a format of your drive, which I thought I would have bet my third kid, even though I want to keep him these days lately, that you could do that built into your operating system. I am shocked and amazed. But once you format it, then you can take the hard drive out of the computer physically. And then put some safety glasses on. I'm just going to say it because it's the times and I know you're an adult, but we're living the nanny state. Put your safety glasses on and smash it with a hammer.
All right. So there is not a program that would clear it off.
Bob's going to find some answers, okay. some tools for us to give you some tools that you can try. I would have bet, like I said, my third kid, you could do it with your operating system.
Yeah, but you don't want to be able to recover it either.
Yeah, you can also format it, and then you can also do something called digital shredding, which will put like zeros and ones on top of it, so it'll overwrite what was there on top of a format. Because a format really just changes the first letter of the files, or delete does, I should say. Go ahead, Bob. Do you find anything?
Yeah, there's actually some tools that are built in that you can use.
Built in?
Yeah.
Ah, my third kid's safe. I knew it. Talking about over there.
Well, yeah,
but
I thought you were talking about
you're
your
not using
kidney,
the format command. That's
no,
my
it's
point.
A different command. Yeah, I hear you. What'd you say, Jack?
I thought you were talking about your third kidney.
No, kid. kid. I always bet my third kid. He loves it.
Okay.
He loves it. You know.
I got an article. I'll tell him.
All right, we'll put some links up there for you, Jack, that you can try. So then once you've deleted it or formatted it, then you can go ahead and smash it with a hammer. And then you can give it all to your town dump should deal with some sort of electronics recycling.
Yeah, Manchester has that.
Yeah, and that way you can dispose of it more responsibly,
now,
which is good news.
How about my smartphone?
So your smartphone, I'm, again, pretty sure you can blow that to smithereens by a format command within the smartphone that I've never done. Depends on the smartphone. Is it Android or is it Apple?
Android, yes.
All right, so it should be a quick Google search on formatting an Android phone. But I would also break it.
Okay.
Again, it's the other issue, though, is that your data is backed up to the cloud, probably.
It could be.
I bet my third kid it is.
it probably is, but not with my permission, let's put it that way.
Well, you probably selected it by accident, or it's defaulted.
He's going to say, are you trying to get rid of me, Dan?
He knows the joke. He was a tough kid. So, yeah, you could format the Android phone, I'm pretty sure. But, yeah, the backup will be up in the cloud, just like with the iPhone. And people find that out the hard way. They take, you know, private pictures. I've heard all sorts of stories where people are taking pictures of things that, you know, they wouldn't be proud of that were found out, were backed up to the cloud. And so you do all this formatting and deleting. You take the private pictures off your phone, and believe it or not, they're still there out there in the cloud. So we do have a factory reset of your Android phone that we can put the link up there for you.
That would be great.
All right. And then, yeah, I would break it. I mean, and then check the cloud. Before you do anything, check to see if it's backed up in the cloud, if you really, truly don't want anything on it.
Yeah, well, there's nothing. I haven't taken any funny pictures lately, so I think I'm okay.
You, oh, it's just an example, but who knows what you're doing on your phone, Jack? What do I know?
Okay, guys.
All right.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. We're going to step out for a quick break here, I think, right, Matt? And get back to more of your calls. We're going to be here till 11, and then Dr. Lessie will be in. And stick around for that, and then Garden Talk at noon. So stick around here at WTIC. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We got three lines open. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And, yeah, Bob and I were going back and forth during the break. So what Bob is talking about, third-party utilities, he's actually talking about the Windows recovery disk that comes with your machine if you have a disk that you would use to format your C drive. That format command does exist that I gave, but you have to do it, boot it under the actual utility disk.
So if you have one of the newer laptops or tablets, it may not have a DVD or CD-ROM.
Right.
So you might not be able to use that disk. They would have to have it on a USB.
Right. Yeah, I don't know why they're saving you from yourself the way they are, but I guess the times are difficult with people typing in those things. I remember the old days, people would format their drives.
Yeah, well, I used to do it a lot. Kept us busy.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it's true. All right, let's get back to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go to Bill in Windsor next. What's going on, Bill? Bill, you there?
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Hello?
Yep.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Recently, my router died. I confirmed it by plugging the Ethernet right into the computer and finding I could get service, and with the router connected, it wouldn't. So I replaced it with that router that you recommended you have, that Linksys AC5400.
Oh, yeah. So you get your hair going, blowing back with the speed, isn't it?
Oh, it's working well. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Good.
I have a couple of questions related to that. So I'm currently using a modem, my own modem. It's an Aeris Surfboard SB6183.
All right.
And I'm wondering if that needs to be upgraded to, like, your newer one, the SB8200 one, which is the DOS is 3.1 versus my 3.0 on the one I have now.
Only if you're not getting the internet speed you're paying for. So
okay, I'm getting a downstream of 193.66 this morning and an upstream of 11.91.
And what are you paying the internet company for?
200.
So you're right. So you're getting what you're paying for. You don't need that much speed, but we've talked about that earlier.
Right.
So you are getting what you're paying for. I wouldn't buy a new modem for that extra megabit.
Okay.
You're doing fine. You're getting everything you need. Did you change your password on your router?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What'd you change it to?
I'm not going to tell you.
All right.
It's tabcomputer.1.
There it is. And then did you implement OpenDNS?
I have not done that. I want to get this up and running first.
Okay, you're up and running. It sounds like you're up and running and in good shape. Go to your DHCP settings and change your DNS settings to be the OpenDNS settings.
So that cable router you got will support speeds up to 686 megabits per second.
The actual one he has now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you're in good shape.
6183, so you're good.
Oh, okay. My next question is, for years I was using Verizon's Home Connect for my phone, and all of a sudden it wouldn't work anymore, and after researching I found out they changed it and I had to upgrade to the new one. Mm-hmm. I've always been satisfied with it, but the new one I came home with, which is a white in color, connected two phones. I tried with two phones. The reception ranges from poor and worse than poor.
Yeah.
Neither one of these work. I'm going to return it because I was suspicious if it was used before, because when they opened up from the box, the battery was already inserted in it.
Hmm.
But beyond that, I know you've talked in the past about, I think, UMA, and I was wondering, is that a VoIP system?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to cost you roughly $5 a month.
Okay, because the Verizon one was not. It was really it was basically using the phone as a cell phone.
Right. Yeah, but I would tell you, just if you really want to keep that landline, you can use UMA, and all you're going to pay for is the FCC charges, or just dump the landline and use your cell phone.
Well, I need two lines because the other one's on a business line. Has to work.
Yeah, so check out UMA. You're just going to pay for the FCC's charges and taxes. They offer a free service.
Right, I looked at the free one. It doesn't allow me to transfer the calls, though. I have to go to the next level up.
Yep, you need more technology. Okay.
Right, and I need it to transfer over. Yep. But if the computer internet goes down, that phone is not going to work, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
But you could always forward your calls to your cell phone from UMA if you have an outage.
Oh, I can and get past that. Okay.
Yep, every service offers that.
All right, that's what I need to speak to you about this morning, so I appreciate your time. Well, last question.
Bill, I thought you were going to end your call. I got to go. We have a hard break. We'll be right back.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Yep. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I was so hoping at the end of that call I had it timed perfectly that he'd finish his question and the music would end. You know, just like a professional radio guy, right? Just trying to time it perfectly. Wait, one more question. Unfortunately, the callers can't hear the music in the background, so they have no idea the time pressure that we're under. But Matt and I were going back and forth on texting because Matt, of course, is in Farmington, and we're here in the hermetically sealed studios here in East Hartford. And you know, when you hit the ball out of the park like that, you get that question and the caller's all done and it's perfectly timed, you're like, hey, maybe I can do this broadcasting thing. And then he asks the question, hey, one more thing. It's like, I was so close. But feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC, and we will do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And right now we've got three lines open, so feel free to get online. We will be here through up to 11 o'clock. We're going to go to Dave in Enfield next. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Not too bad. Listen, I saw something on TV and actually advertisement on the internet, NordVPN.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain that to me, what it's all about, if it's a subscription, a one-time price, the whole nine yards?
I can give you a lot of the yards, but not all nine of them. So NordVPN is just another service, a VPN service that allows you to connect to the internet, quote-unquote, more confidentially. So when you connect to the internet through a VPN, you're going to poke out and actually do your surfing wherever Nord's other end is. And you'll be able to surf the internet without having your internet provider know where you went. And the issue, though, recently Nord was hacked. So in 2019, there's an article that we talked about, and I can post it again for you. But there's a lot of VPN services out there that you can either pay for or use for free. Proton has a free VPN. Proton is out of Switzerland, and they offer a lot more security, I would contend, than the rest of the world. So you could try them, or you could pay for a VPN service. I know that Norton has a VPN service you can pay for. So it's just a matter of how private you want to be with it when it comes to your surfing within your own home, or if you're in a public place. So if you happen to be in the airport and are crazy enough to do your banking, let's say, you wouldn't do it on the airport's network without connecting via a VPN, because you don't know who else is sitting right next to you using a tool to see where you're going.
Well, what a VPN does, it encrypts your data over the air so that if somebody does capture the packets, they can't interpret what it is.
It's more secret, yep.
Okay, well, there was a website that I was looking at that allows you to watch cable channels for free. And when I started watching it, I was able to see them all.
Right.
And now each one of them says you need NordVPN to see it.
Right.
I didn't know if it was exclusive to Nord, if it was a subscription.
No.
So even this pro... even this Proton one that you're discussing would be just as good.
It would probably be just as good. But so what you know, you're obviously doing something that is not legal. And they're broadcasting the station illegally as well. So it's kind of like Napster, but for cable TV stations.
Right.
Yeah. So I would contend also that don't assume just because you're connecting through a VPN that you are necessarily hidden from anything. So any kind of digital connection is there. You have to log into this service, I would assume. And so once the bad guy or once the good guys go look at the bad guys and that are broadcasting this and see your name, whether you're connected via a VPN or not, you're connected. So don't assume just because you're doing anything like that, you're necessarily insulated 100%.
Okay. All right. Oh, I appreciate it. I just didn't know what VPN was, what the whole thing was. So.
Yeah, it's an encrypted encrypted connection to the internet is what it generally is.
So it stands for virtual private network.
Right.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you guys. You have a great show, and I enjoy it every week.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. You have a great day.
Yeah. You too. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. So as we wait for callers to come in, this is kind of on the line of Dave's call, so, sort of. The Justice Department seizes millions of dollars in cryptocurrency, otherwise known as fake money. Allegedly linked to terrorism. So the Department of Justice has seized cryptocurrency accounts that it alleges are associated with three terrorism campaigns. The operation was detailed Thursday when a criminal complaint was unsealed in the District of Columbia. Under warrants, authorities seized more than 300 cryptocurrency accounts, four websites, four Facebook pages, and a partridge in a pear tree. And millions of dollars. It amounts to the U.S. government's largest ever seizure of cryptocurrency, otherwise known as fake money. And again, these terrorist organizations are able to use ransomware and they're able to do the things they can do because of cryptocurrency. Now, the libertarian in me appreciates the anonymousness of cryptocurrency as far as transactions. You know, cryptocurrency can be considered cash. It's something that is untraceable. When I go buy a lawnmower from Bob for $200 cash, the government doesn't know I did it. Right?
So they don't collect their 6.35%.
Right. They don't get their taxes and they don't have, there's all sorts of reasons they want to. They don't get their environmental fee for the moving of the lawnmower, whatever they charge you. But the point is the government can't trace it. Cryptocurrency, they can't either. So it's a double-edged sword. To have cryptocurrency out there is a great thing if you're a libertarian and you want less institutions tracking everything. And the moment we started hearing about coins as part of this whole pandemic, no longer having a coin shortage linked to the pandemic in some way, it got a little weird for me. You know, like, don't use cash, use credit cards. You know, it starts to get a little odd for me, as far as this goes. But, you know, it's nice to see the Justice Department able to go after the bad guys and take their fake money and make it so that they actually have to pay for their crimes. So if there is a way for folks to link back, you know, ransomware and what have you, this is good news, right? So you may not be as anonymous, is what I'm saying, is you may not be as anonymous as you think you are with these cryptocurrency accounts. And we're able to do some damage here, which is good news. Anybody on the line there, Bob? Hard to see. Because Matt is in the Farmington area. So we got Gary in Bloomfield on the line. What's going on, Gary?
I know in the older machines, you'd have to defrag your hard drive occasionally.
Yeah.
And wondering how that, does that still go for Windows 8.1 and Windows 10?
No.
You don't have to defrag it Windows 8
no,
and 10?
No, it does it automatically.
Okay.
So
it's doing it for you as long as you don't have a solid state drive.
Okay, now what about a Seagate backup drive? Once you back up your material to an external hard drive, do you have to, or is it good to back it up, or because the hard drives already do it, the internal drives do it, that you don't need to do it to the external?
Why would you think they do it internally? What do you mean?
Well, I thought you just said that Windows 8.1 and 10 automatically defrag your
do.
Drive.
But a defrag is not a backup. A defrag just organizes the data bits on the drive so it's sequential instead of scattered all over the place.
Makes it run faster.
Okay, so when then, once I back it up to an external drive, I don't have to worry about doing any kind of a defrag on the external drive.
No. Your external backup doesn't care about performance. It just needs to have the data.
Okay, and since 8.1 has already defragged, what's on the external drive should all be sequential?
Not necessarily. They may not write it sequentially.
Okay, so it could come across the other way.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, though. You don't care about your performance of your backup target.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Gary, you're welcome. Yeah, defragmentation is definitely something that is less important these days. So let's go on to Joe in Norwich next. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Hey, listen, I joined a little bit late, but I had heard you guys talking about prepaid phones, et cetera, versus something like Verizon or AT&T being prepaid. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on it. I was considering switching myself. But you sound like you had some good suggestions. I wanted to hear in general what you thought of reception, et cetera.
Well, I mean, some of these third-party cell services are going to piggyback on the big carriers. So I recommended Google Project Fi as an alternative you can take a look at. It's not prepaid, but you can take a look at it. What we were talking about was the poor performance this person was getting with his track phone. And we do get a lot of calls about poor performance in track phones. I mean, a lot.
Okay.
But the price
is correct. What was the name of that service you were just suggesting?
Google Project Fi. FI. Ooh. We have a link on our Computer Talk site.
Oh, awesome. And what does that cover?
So basically, it's Google offering you cell service using T-Mobile, Sprint, and U.S. Cellular as the carriers.
Okay.
So awesome. I've had good luck with it. It's cheap as long as you limit the amount of data you try to use because they charge you for the data you use.
Yes.
But if you set your data saver on and are not streaming music while you're driving, you're not going to have a very high bill at all, are you?
No, not necessarily, because I just use it off of Wi-Fi when I'm home anyway, so it
exactly.
Really doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you very much for your recommendation.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Yep, bye-bye. All right, let's move on to John on the cell phone. What's going on, John?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah.
Listen, hopefully I'm not being redundant here today, but I have a little office network that's just three machines. Two are Windows 10, one's a Windows 7.
Yeah.
Yes, up till yesterday, they all work great. Mm-hmm. My partner installed the Microsoft update. I think it was 2004.
Oh boy.
And now it's asking for credentials on all the machines when we try to connect to each other.
Mm-hmm.
We backed that off, although we couldn't uninstall the security update that came with it.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking for a way to eliminate the logons. We never had credentials before. They were just all connected, kind of all shared.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if there's a way to eliminate those credentials so that we can kind of get back to normal.
Normal? So logging in without credentials shouldn't be normal. It could be, and I haven't seen this in our client base because almost nobody's got Windows 7 doing what you're doing. But Microsoft could have forced credentials on this 2004 upgrade. Does that sound like it could have happened?
Yeah, that's more than likely what happened.
And so,
okay.
And I'm guessing also that you probably logged into like a Microsoft account instead of
It's not a Microsoft account. It is local.
It is local.
And basically, it's for QuickBooks.
Yeah.
We have the server on one machine and another user on the other, and when it attempts to go find the company file, it won't let us in. But I'm actually getting that logon credentials on all three machines, and the server is a Windows 10 machine.
Right, so that's the one that's got the latest upgrade.
Yep, that's the one.
So what they're doing, believe it or not, they are protecting you from you. So if there was a way for us to tell you how to undo it off the top of our heads, I don't think I'd recommend it, only because of the systems that we've seen in our practice. When you have a connected system without any kind of credentials, along with your ease of connectivity, when you get hit with ransomware that goes out there and worms through your system, it also has ease of connectivity to get from point A to point B. And you can have all your systems encrypted rather fast without any kind of credentialing in between them. So we can look it up. We may have to look it up and find an answer for you as far as why the 2004 update is adding these security layers. In most of our accounts, they're not running peer servers like you are. They're running real servers with real domains. and they have to log in. So
okay. Is there a way then for me to set credentials on each machine so that I can actually do that login?
Well, yes, definitely. So that login should, you obviously have an account on that computer. It's just, do you not know the credentials?
Yeah, because I never had them. The old credential was just a blank password.
And you type that in blank and it doesn't work.
And it doesn't work.
Oh, boy.
It's asking for a password.
Somebody put a password in.
Somebody set up, I'll bet you somebody set up that networking scheme that Microsoft was doing for a while for home networks.
Right. Yeah, that didn't happen by it. So a password was set. I was never saying that Microsoft put a password in without your approval. They just are asking for the password that you put in. You're saying you don't know what it is.
True.
Oh, boy.
Because I've never used a password.
Yeah.
Ever.
No, I hear you. I believe you. Somebody did. This is a bigger problem because now you actually have to, quote unquote, hack your own system because nobody has that credential information to get at the data. And of course, you can't operate your company now.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to computers.
Yeah, exactly.
So you might need some assistance from an IT company like a company like us, where we would come in and either use a tool to try to help you hack at the operating system to get the password that you're missing, or talk to whoever did the update to see if they were asked for a password and what they entered. Because they may have thought they entered blank, but maybe they touched a key.
Okay, I can do that. You guys, I know, don't come out to Oxford. Do you have any recommendations then for IT companies out here?
Yeah, it's a bit of a drive to Oxford. Not off the top of my head, I don't. You're going to be looking for a company that specializes in really small operations like yours, but I'm sure they do exist out there, but none that I could just... Well, you know what? You could try your local Staples. Believe it or not, they do work with businesses. And as long as the guy wasn't selling sneakers the week before, they might be able to assist in this. But you need some help getting access to your system because you locked yourself out of your system is essentially what happened. Right? Because you can't get at it even locally on that machine, right?
I can obviously browse, you know, each machine independently. But from any of the three, when I try to connect,
he's not getting the network
server
to
machine.
Yeah.
Asking for credentials.
Okay, so you can get into each machine and get at the data. You're not down.
No.
Okay, so your networking is an issue.
Exactly.
Okay. I wonder if there's anything we can find for him to help him with the networking piece of it, Bob. Is that what you're searching for?
Yeah.
We're looking for an article too for you to take a look at to see if we can help you walk through. It's too complicated to try to walk you through how to set up a network.
I get that. Okay. I get that. Yeah, if you can throw a link up if you find something, that would be greatly appreciated.
We can, but again, having a password is important, and don't try to go around it. Trust me on this. The bad stuff that's out there these days will so easily encrypt everything. So if you get hit with something, you want to make sure that it's harder for the systems to be accessed than easy.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
All right, sir.
Okay, I got an article.
Okay, good.
For work group password.
Is it current? Yeah, it is relatively current.
Yeah, that's for
it's
Windows
a Microsoft 10. Article, right?
Yes.
So we'll put a link up there for you to help you with setting that up. I got a feeling did set it up. That's the problem.
That's what I think. I think they didn't realize what it was.
Right.
Said you got to set a password, and they
did.
Yeah.
And that'll be harder to undo if you don't know it. But maybe you can change it. There's a way for you to how to do it. That's the key here with this article. All right, sir? All right, he's already gone.
Yeah, I think he went.
All right, so we'll put a link up for that. And what else is going on here? Let's see what's available. We've got Josh in Glastonbury. What's going on, Josh?
Hi, guys. Had a question about, I've been seeing some ads come up for an internet speed booster.
An internet speed booster?
Yes.
Okay.
Basically, it looks like it's a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Yep.
That links to your Wi-Fi router. But my question was, it's saying it's supposed to lock in your speed to a higher speed. And right now it seems like my speed is lagging, but I'm not sure if that's the case or it's just, marketing.
Right. We're going to go to a quick break here and get back to your call, okay? Can I do that with you?
Sure.
All right, we're going to go to a break and we'll be right back. This is Computer Talk. All right, that's it for the show. We ran out of time. I want to thank everyone for joining us on this Saturday morning. Thank you, Mike, for posting everything live. Thank you, Matt, back there in the studio.
See you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.